From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, the fracking drama in Denton is far from over, and two former Dallasites are making multimedia magic in Louisiana. We'll start with the latest on the potential closing of Prime Prep. That's the charter school founded by football star Deion Sanders. The Texas Education Agency will shut down its two campuses unless an appeal is filed. Sanders left no doubt about his plans during a conversation on KRLD 105.3 FM.
Of course they're going to do that. We're not going to close by any means. Of course we're going to do that.
TEA's letter to Prime Prep says the two-school charter broke federal rules about school lunches. The TEA's Debbie Ratcliffe doesn't like Prime's chances.
There really shouldn't be a lot of grounds to argue because they had already tried a corrective action plan with the Department of Agriculture and they hadn't followed the requirements they had agreed to.
The Fort Worth and Dallas Prime Prep schools enroll more than 460 students. With an appeal, the charter could start classes this fall before a final decision is made. Now to a 9-hour marathon that ended earlier this morning in Denton. It focused on fracking. The city council voted down a plan to ban hydraulic fracturing. As KERA's Dwali Saikautau reports, the decision means citizens get a vote on fracking and a ban in November.
Some speakers dramatized their concerns over hydraulic fracturing by spending their allotted 3 minutes doing a skit. Others talked about losing their land rights. One veteran said that was his entire income. Musician Kay Foster talked about her quality of life.
I'm a vocalist, but I do not sing in Denton anymore. I've developed problems with breathing. My partner is a very talented musician. She has sung backup with Brave Combo. She does not sing in Denton.
Hundreds of people sat in overfill rooms in Denton City Hall, watching monitors, waiting patiently for their turn at the podium, including State Representative Myra Crownover, a Republican from Denton County. She says it's important for Texans to know that there are two different types of land ownership, surface rights and mineral rights.
I think we all have to understand the difference between the surface rights that you're standing on and the mineral rights are the dominant estate. And, you know, you may not like that law, but that's the law. The whole economy of the state of Texas is based on that.
Just before 3 a.m., council members asked each other for clarification and debated over the best strategy. Here's Councilmember Kevin Roden, who voted for the ban and is worried about political jockeying in November.
I think there's even just political strategic thinking about what's all going to be on that ballot and what's going to be floating in the political atmosphere.
Greg Johnson was one of five council members who voted against the ban.
I love what the citizens did here in this initiative. But this is a big decision with large financial implications, with flexibility to do something different down the road if we so choose.
Denton Mayor Chris Watts says, whatever the vote, this debate won't end in November.
This issue is going to be decided in one of two places, the State House or the courthouse. It's just that simple.
Either way, it will be costly. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.
The candidates for lieutenant governor are split on U.S. Senator John Cornyn's proposal for speeding the return of migrant children to their home countries in Central America. Cornyn's bill calls for detained children to receive a hearing within 7 days and a judge to decide on deportation within 72 hours. Republican Dan Patrick was in Fort Worth today and says he supports the bill.
This is not going to slow down until you send a message to these countries by sending the children back. So if this isn't a wake-up call to everyone in Washington to pass legal immigration reform, I don't know what is.
Patrick's opponent, Democrat Letitia Vandepute, visited a detention center in Brownsville today. She says the bill could be a death sentence for some children.
What I worry about is a 9-year-old child who is unaccompanied, who has 7 days put together the documents that could determine whether that child lives or dies. I'm worried that that may not be enough time.
What the two candidates do agree on is the need for more law enforcement resources along the border. Former Dallasite William Joyce made his name and his name and a children's book author. Now he's teamed up with another North Texas expat, Brandon Oldenburg. The two have created a whimsical studio called Moonbot. KERA's Jerome Weeks reports on their Louisiana venture.
The Academy Awards in 2012, the Oscar for Best Animated Short.
In 1988, this award was presented to the great John Lasseter, who has since gone on to change the world of animation when he helped create Pixar.
Yes, but no pressure, of course.
And the Oscar goes to Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lesmore, William Joyce, and Brandon Oldenburg.
That was 2 years ago, and what have they done lately? Joyce, Oldenburg, and Lampton Ennick started Moonbot Studios in 2009 in Louisiana, and Morris Lesmore was the very first short film they released, an incredible debut. In book form, Morris was a New York Times bestseller. Since then, Moonbot has won a couple of daytime Emmys. It's produced game apps. It developed Diggs Nightcrawler, an interactive video book for PlayStation.
Name's Nightcrawler. Diggs Nightcrawler. I've got six arms, a reading habit, and a nose for trouble.
With all this, Moonbot has become something of a multimedia mini-conglomerate with 50 employees. A couple things distinguish Moonbot from other digital entertainment ventures. For one thing, they're really into books. Brandon Oldenburg says the book is the heart of what they do.
From the books, everything else happens, whether it's a spin-off into a game or a film, or who knows, theme parks or theatrical productions. That's why we love books, and we don't want to think of them as merchandise.
No surprise there. William Joyce is the acclaimed author-illustrator of a string of children's stories, from Dinosaur Bob to Santa Calls. In fact, Moonbot Books has just released The Numberlys, his latest book. What also distinguishes the studio's efforts, from best-selling books to Moonbot's website, is their look. It's a kind of retro-futurism. Moonbot stuff often has space-age gizmos whizzing around. There's also a whimsical, nostalgic style, borrowed from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. William Joyce.
That's my once upon a time, when I was a kid and I was seeing films like King Kong and Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers and the old cartoons with Bugs Bunny, and everything looked awesome.
If you've never seen a William Joyce book, you've still seen this look. It's in the giant robot sculptures at the Good Latimer Dart Station. The sculptures are called Traveling Man. Brandon Oldenburg co-designed them back when he was co-founder of Real Effects Creative Studio in Deep Ellum. Oldenburg recognized a kindred spirit in Joyce. He wrote him a letter, and one thing led to another, and that led to their collaboration.
We both have those sensibilities, and I think that's why we get along so well. There are certain design elements from the past that we love about futurism.
Joyce has had several of his books adapted by Hollywood. Movies cost a fortune, though. They take forever to make, and the end results can be heartbreaking. So Moonbot has been concentrating on its own apps, games, and short films.
You end up getting your vision out there, and you get it out there quickly and uncompromised, and it spoils you.
But short films don't really make money. So several of these digital efforts are calling cards. They demonstrate Moonbot's skills. Joyce and Oldenburg have a slate of projects they've been nurturing. They want to create their own full-length animated features, just like Pixar.
We've got them to the point that we need partners and distribution, and we need a studio. We're going to go to them and go, here's what we've got. Give us some money.
It took John Lasseter 7 years from winning that first Oscar to releasing Toy Story. And Lasseter had Steve Jobs backing him. If Joyce and Oldenburg are following that model in Shreveport, they've got 5 more years. But again, no pressure. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
You can take a video tour of Moonbot Studios at artandseek.org. There's a flash flood watch in effect until Friday morning because big rain moving into North Texas overnight, rain all day Thursday and into Friday morning, 1 to 3 inches expected. Right now it's 89 degrees in Dallas, 89 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.